notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
Judges in two states can now require drivers convicted of speeding to install special devices on their vehicles.
The Washington state speed control law was passed after a dramatic rise in the number of fatal speed-related crashes, like the one that killed David Sales' daughter.
We've proven time and time again that speed kills. High excessive speed is even worse.
Virginia was the first state to have such a law, but some drivers, like Thomas Straka, think speeding is a personal choice.
I certainly would not want the government to put any device in my car that would restrict me from doing that.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In Phoenix today, a jury found Lori Vallow Daybell guilty of conspiracy of first-degree murder of Brandon Bourdeau, her former nephew by marriage. The so-called doomsday mom, already serving time for the deaths of her youngest children, she was also convicted in the murder of her fourth husband, Charles Vallow. Sentencing is set for July 25th. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayla.
New lawsuit accuses Elon Musk of a brazen scheme to bribe Wisconsinites to vote in the state Supreme Court race.
Filed in Dane County Circuit Court, the suit alleges Musk and affiliated political organizations engaged in a conspiracy to violate state laws against election bribery and unlawful lotteries. The lawsuit alleges that in the closing days of the election, Musk injected tens of millions into the race, paying millions directly to voters to influence them to vote for his endorsed candidate, Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. They also offered million-dollar awards for Wisconsinites who signed that petition and voted or promised to vote. Schimmel lost to Dane County Judge Susan Crawford by 10 points. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Milwaukee-based dog rescue has allegedly been secretly euthanizing animals under its care.
An investigation by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel shows Rescue Gang, a group founded in 2014, has had multiple dogs in its care put to sleep without notifying its members who help foster the animals. The group has had multiple claims filed against it with Wisconsin Consumer Protection and was fined for improperly bringing dogs to the state without veterinary checkups. The group is also accused of sending fake updates on dogs for several months to their foster handlers after having the dogs put to sleep months earlier. Rescue Gang Director Jennifer Trotman denied the claims by the Journal Sentinel. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can play a role in protecting Wisconsin seniors from scams.
Ahead of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day on June 15th, the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection wants families to be aware of how scammers try to take advantage of older adults. The best things you could do to keep seniors safe is be informed, plan ahead, stop and think, talk to others about possible scams, and report them. Visit DadCap's website for more information on scams and how to avoid them. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today, but still mild, with highs making it to the mid-70s and a chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon. Let's continue through this evening, overnight, and even lingering through tomorrow, too. Need a new bathroom? Don't miss out on free premium upgrades from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Your host, Jesse Allen.
Welcome in to a new episode of AOA, Agriculture of America. Great to have you with us for a conversation about issues impacting farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up on the show today, we are going to learn about a potential hidden tobacco tax in the One Big Beautiful Bill. We're going to learn about this from Ray Starling. He is with the NC Chamber. He's going to join us to tell us more about this. That is coming up here in segment two today. After the bottom of the hour, we're going to learn about the Family Farms First Initiative from Heaven Hill Distillery and learn about their new partnership benefiting Farm Rescue. We'll talk with Max Shapira from Heaven Hill and Terry Johnston from Farm Rescue. That's coming up here in just a little bit. And we'll take a look at news headlines at the end of today's program. Let's get things started and talk markets. Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net joins us here for a conversation. Matt, it's good to hear from you again, buddy. And I got to ask you, you had a tweet out, I believe Wednesday, talking about a big shift in soybean basis in central Illinois that sounded like it kind of spurred on some shifts in other parts of the country. What's going on exactly, Matt?
Yeah, I was just sitting here at my desk after the close and get an email from, one of the big processors and says, our new basis is 20 under the NOVE. And I had to look at it for a little bit just to make sure. I mean, they were 22 over the July before that. And just doing some napkin math, I'm going to say it was about a 62-cent drop as far as basis was concerned for Old Crop, you know. So, of course, we got on the horn and started talking to some different people. And, you know, it definitely happened in a lot of places, not everywhere. Actually, the river picked up some business. I'm assuming a significant amount of business, you know, because some of the river locations actually held their basis fairly good. The SIF market wasn't exactly weak by any means. And so, you know, it's one of those deals where you've got to expect some big slowdowns as far as crush goes. I mean, that it's a stark indication of that, you know, and that's something that we've all thought could be a possibility, you know, especially whenever you get into summertime frame. Some of these processors that really had good margins earlier in the year probably don't want to pay up for beans, especially seeing what meal and oil have done, you know, recently. So nice to see oil up strong today here. But regardless, cash beans are worth a lot less in some parts of the country this morning.
Well, it's quite interesting when you see basis moves like that, and we think about, you know, where we're at in these markets, Matt, and we talked about this. I mean, we're into the growing season. You look at conditions, things pretty favorable in many areas. I know you were one that you had a bit of a slow go here for planting, but most of the crop that is out of the ground and going is looking pretty good, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you cannot deny that. I went up to record market to market on Friday. So I drove from central Illinois up to Des Moines area and back. And so I would say the Decatur to Quad Cities drive might have been the most uniform drive over, you know, a 2-3 hour period that I believe I've ever had. It just looks really good and uniform. Those guys were blessed with a dryish type of a spring where they were able to get in the field and roll big guns and get everything in the ground quickly. That corn looks awfully good. Beans, you know, a little more variable. Talking to some of the guys that walk a lot of beans, you know, walk a lot of fields and get out there, it's pretty common where, you know, a cornfield has record potential to see soybeans in the field next to it with, you know, 100,000 stand, 80,000, I'm here in some places as well. But it was that spring where, especially in some areas like ours, the windows were so tight that some of us went out and pushed it. I'll just be honest about it. You know, we get a little nervous the longer you go. I feel like right here, we were pretty fortunate not to have to go into too many inclement conditions. But yeah, this crop looks good. And so, you know, the funds who've been big sellers of corn in the past few weeks, probably pushing a 200,000 contract short, I would assume, you know, and going into the USDA report, that makes it kind of interesting because I certainly think that this report has a decent chance, if you will, of tightening up old crop stocks once again, which should tighten up new. But on the flip side, you're probably going to get a little bit bigger Brazil number, at least I would assume, given all the reports we continue to hear about the Safrinha crop.
So what are your thoughts risk management-wise, Matt? I mean, I know a lot of producers are maybe not happy with this price, but, you know, these markets, really doesn't seem to be any reasons to get bullish, or at least the market doesn't think it needs to get bullish here. It seems content at some of these price levels. I mean, what are your thoughts on that and just risk management, Matt?
No, I mean, here's the thing, Jesse, at 441 D's corn and no beans at 1033, most people in our part of the world are looking at sub 4 and sub 10. And unfortunately, for the vast majority of growers, those prices don't work. So I can tell you, first of all, in good faith, I have a hard time recommending people get aggressive right in here. Now, with that being said, you don't want to base a marketing plan on some sort of a weather issue. But there's no doubt that a lot of the models just continue to suggest that you're going to get dry in the Western Corn Belt. I don't wish that on anyone, but it's still a very stark possibility. So, you know, if you would get into the latter part of June, early July into pollination timeframe and turn off warmer and drier, it might give you an opportunity to make some sales at a little better level than where we're at today. Personally, personally, I would say, you know, with my farmer hat on, Jesse, this is a tough time. I mean, there's no question about it. We've had two pretty rough years overall as far as profit margins go, that followed two really good years of profit margins. You know, 21 and 22 were pretty darn good, if we're all going to be honest about it. But these last 2 years were pretty tough. But 25 is probably going to be the most challenging of the three if we don't get a weather issue. So, you know, I would say that a grower has to understand if they're delivering during the fall, you know, any pop in the market they get whatsoever. They don't want to get too greedy here. I still want to keep some flex, though, because here's the thing, Jesse, if we do turn off hot and dry, you can not only expect the funds to cover that big short, but I think they'll go long. And so if that's the case, and then you don't raise a crop and you've gotten aggressive down here based on fear, you know, you could have a bunch of corn sold at a level a dollar below the market at a time whenever you don't have the bushels to deliver. So we just got to be real careful with how we approach this market this year.
Matt, 30 seconds or 45 seconds, cattle, any thought in the complex?
I'm glad you did. Let's talk about something a little more fun. I mean, here's the thing. So the cattle markets got beat up just a little here this week, but you're still looking at 228 for front month June. Cash market's on fire. Fundamentals are great. But you can stay bullish and do it smart. And the way you do that is just to at least have a floor under yourself. You got a lot of exposure. Be cognizant of that and manage that risk.
Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. Always good to talk with you, my friend. Thanks for joining us on the show. Happy Father's Day to you, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Appreciate it.
Same to you, bud. Thanks for having me.
Matt Bennett, AgMarket.net, joining us here today on AOA for a conversation about what's happening in these markets. All right, coming up next, we're going to discuss a potential hidden tobacco tax in the One Big Beautiful Bill. We're going to learn more about this situation and talk about it with Ray Starling. He'll join us next. He's General Counsel of the NC Chamber. Back with more on AOA right after this.
I'm Emmitt Smith. Pro football and fatherhood have taught me you need the right equipment for what life throws your way, including an opioid emergency. I've lost teammates and loved ones to opioid poisoning. It's the leading cause of accidental death in the U.S. But now I have the power to save a life, and so do you. Lay, spray, stay. Three words to help save someone in need. Lay the person on their back. Use Narcan nasal spray as directed to reverse the effects of an opioid emergency. Dial 911 and stay with them until emergency help arrives. Continue to administer additional doses as needed. An opioid poisoning can happen to anyone, anywhere, anytime. So learn the signs and symptoms of an opioid emergency and always be ready to rescue. Learn more at readytorescue.com.
If you don't have final expense life insurance, this message is for you. LifeCare provides valuable information about whole life insurance to help cover final expenses, medical bills, burial costs, and other final expenses. Enrollment is fast and available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exam, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. Just answer a few questions and we will do the rest. With the average funeral costing $9,420 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses. Your premium will never increase. Your policy will have a cash value and a death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense life insurance with a lifetime lock, call 800-260-7322. That's 800-260-7322. 800-260-7322.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin cheese can be found in 99% of grocery stores across the country? Just look for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge at your local grocery store to support Wisconsin family farms. Taste the finest Wisconsin dairy products across the state or visit a dairy breakfast on the farm to learn more about Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer seed dealer serving Western Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And as we continue here on today's AOA, let's talk about something that might be hiding in the one big beautiful bill that could have a big impact on tobacco farmers here in the U.S. Looking at a repeal of a long-standing duty drawback program. Let's learn more about this. Joining us for a conversation, he's General Counsel of the NC Chamber and President of the NC Chamber Legal Institute. Ray Starling is with us here on Agriculture of America. Ray, it is good to talk with you, sir. How are you?
Great, Jesse. Thanks for having me on. I have to clarify, though, just so people may still trust me after that introduction. While I am an attorney, I'm really an ag guy. In fact, my Twitter handle is NC Ag Lawyer. Love the industry. Appreciate what you do with this service. I was telling you during the break that I'm a big fan of the NAFB, the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. You all do a tremendous service. And when I worked in the previous administration, the Trump administration back in 45, and I worked at USDA for Secretary Perdue, we were always very nervous when we went to talk to an actual ag broadcaster because you all understand the issues and you know how to ask the hard questions. So appreciate what you do, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. I wish you had an affiliate here in North Carolina. Thanks for letting us talk about the provision in the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah,
I explain it this way, Jesse. The United States has a number of tools at its disposal to encourage exports. Of course, now we're having this big conversation about the imbalance between our imports and exports. And as you saw just last week, even in agriculture, which has typically been a bright spot, in the last 3 to 4 years, we've fallen behind in terms of what we send out of the country versus what we bring in. And one of the things that is in current law that allows us to export more products around the United States is something called duty drawback. This is helpful to tobacco because a lot of the tobacco growth markets, well, really the only growth markets, are outside the U.S. And so every advantage we can get in trying to push our product overseas is important. And to make a long story short, if you import product into the U.S., you pay a tariff or a tax, an excise tax on that. Mm-hmm. And this provision allows that if you export product back out that is substantially similar or has that product in it or meets the definition of being a substitution product, you basically get a refund of the tax that you paid when the product was coming in. This makes us more competitive in those markets around the world where cost is everything, of course. And that provision has been a part of our law since, wait for it, 1789. George Washington, on July 4th, 1789, signed into law the first duty drawback provision, which is this notion of giving you a rebate of what taxes you paid if you were importing a product, as long as you're turning around and exporting product back out. It surprised everybody that it showed up in the House bill. I think it, you know, really doesn't benefit anybody. And so we think maybe there's some family disagreements within the tobacco family, and some companies view it as more helpful to them than to others. But long story short, it's a tax hike if you're trying to export tobacco, and this goes away.
Well, and it's very interesting, too. We look at states like North Carolina, of course, where you're at. And, you know, I know the state, it's tobacco is one of North Carolina's biggest industries. And then you look at other states like Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia. I know a few of the Republican senators from Kentucky and Tennessee are supporting the One Big Beautiful Bill that includes this provision. It's to your points, you know, removing tobacco from being able to have this duty drawback,
could be extremely harmful at a time when everyone in U.S. agriculture is facing a lot of uncertainty and headwinds, right, Ray?
Yeah, it was great to hear Matt and you talk a few minutes ago where you discussed, I just thought it was he was particularly insightful when he was talking about 2025, particularly if you're just going to the market in the fall, could be one of the most challenging of the last three, and they have not been known for their ease, right? So everybody in the agriculture space is feeling the squeeze at the moment. We're feeling the uncertainty of what the federal policy is going to be on our exports, on the farm bill, on the tax package. And so the timing of this is particularly precarious for the industry. And you make a great point. I mean, there's absolutely going to be economic impact here. In fact, the Tobacco Growers Association of North Carolina says that our $500 million value of leaf that the market takes out of North Carolina every year, and I think it's close to $100 million in Tennessee, several hundred million still in Kentucky, as you mentioned, they expect that to be cut by as much as a fifth, so a 20% cut. For us, that's $100 million worth of leaf. And of course, that's going to have trickle-over effects in our local economy. You know, that's just the value of the leaf. That does not count. Well, if the farmer doesn't grow that leaf, then he doesn't have to buy the fertilizer. He's not buying the diesel fuel. He's not employing the workers. And so there's an add-on effect that makes this really, frankly, very expensive to our economy. We're very grateful, I would say, Jesse, that you know, the two North Carolina senators have definitely spoken up and say they are working to get this provision out on the Senate side. We want to encourage them to continue to do that. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis and North Carolina Senator Ted Budd have already made public statements. But even in some of these other tobacco states, we're not sure where people are. So we're still working on that.
Well, and one has to wonder, Ray, if this provision stays, obviously major impacts for the tobacco industry. But in your view, does this set a dangerous precedent for other commodities in the future?
I don't think there's any doubt. And I grew up, Jesse, on a tobacco farm. My family doesn't grow tobacco anymore. But there's a cultural significance to this crop in North Carolina as much as there is an economic one. And I do think that maybe tobacco is being picked on a little bit here. And no one would propose to undo duty drawback across the board. But someone thinks maybe now's the time we can pick it off for tobacco. And that's not the way we need to think in agriculture. I mean, one of my things that I talk about all the time, and you know this because you talk to these people every day, we're very organized in agriculture, what I call vertically, right? We got our corn growers, we got our soybean growers, we got our cattle people, our pork people. And the great thing actually, though, about our farmers is most of them don't just grow one crop. I mean, that's definitely true for tobacco farmers in North Carolina. If you're a tobacco farmer, you're also growing sweet potatoes. You've probably got some hogs on contract. You're probably growing poultry. You've probably got fresh fruits and vegetables at certain times of the year. You might be growing strawberries. You're spreading out your capital cost across several crops. And when you pull one of those out, it's like pulling out the bottom piece of a Jenga, right? The whole thing's going to fall. And I think that's not only true economically, but it's also true in terms of our relationships across the industry. We all need to stick together. We all need to sort of fight horizontally as opposed to vertically in those associations. And it looks like here we're getting picked on a little bit.
Well, final 2 minutes here, Ray. I mean, what would you leave folks with this whole provision, the situation? Obviously, again, still time to see this come out on the Senate side. But when you think about the duty drawback situation in general, I mean, what would you leave folks with? What do they need to be thinking about, watching for, et cetera?
Yeah, well, this is a great question, Jesse. This is a marketing tool for American tobacco. This is a marketing tool for American-grown products at a time where it does not feel like in our body politic that there's any debate over the idea that we should be selling more American product overseas in almost every category, right? I mean, one of the things I think President Trump made mainstream in his first term was that at some point our trade imbalance becomes unhealthy and we would like to address that. I recognize economists will debate that point. and make funny jokes about how I have a trade deficit with my local grocery store every week. I get the humor of that. I get the intellect of that. But at the end of the day, I think most politicians would agree that selling more product from the United States that supports American jobs and supports American farmers, selling that product into the global market is a good thing. That's exactly what this provision is designed to support and help. And taking it away will have the opposite effect.
Ray, really appreciate the insight on this situation. And we'll have to get you back on the show again to talk more about this as reconciliation continues on Capitol Hill, and stay up to date on other related issues as well. We appreciate the time. For now, though, we'll let you go here on AOA. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon, Ray.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate you so much.
Ray Starling, General Counsel, the NC Chamber, President of the NC Chamber Legal Institute, joining us to tell us more about that provision. Again, could be a hidden tobacco tax in the reconciliation package. All right, coming up next, we're going to learn more about a new initiative from Heaven Hill Distillery supporting family farms in a partnership with Farm Rescue. We're going to talk with Max Shapiro, Executive Chairman of Heaven Hill Brands, and Terry Johnston from Farm Rescue. They join us next on AOA.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope. Their hope.
Might be a little...
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Milk markets were mixed with this WRD and market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. July milk steady at 1825, August down 1 to 1881, September up 7 to 1917, October up 9 at 1925. Meanwhile, live cattle markets mostly lower at the exception of the nearby month. Feeder cattle also mostly lower at the exception of the nearby month as strength in some of the beef cutout values helping to support the markets. Also, a relatively positive WASD report, at least helping the nearby contracts. Hog markets, meanwhile, move mostly higher. Again, even though the WASD report wasn't viewed as bullish, and the trade still expects some good demand, and that was represented in higher pork cutout values, which led to higher future contracts. June live cattle up 37 cents to 228.20. August feeder cattle up 17 cents to 311.25. June hogs up 27 cents to 103.65. Chicago Board of the Trade corn markets were slightly higher. Soybeans and wheat were lower after the WASD report. Now, USDA raised corn exports by 50 million bushels and lowered ending stocks as well. Wheat exports were raised by 25 million bushels. But that really wasn't enough to move wheat markets higher. Soybeans, meanwhile, they had some increasing beginning stocks that did provide some pressure to the market. New crop corn up 3/4 to 440.5. New crop beans down 2 to 1027.25. July wheat down 7.75.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Don't miss it. Don't even be late for the 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. It's everything you love. Delicious food, wild rides, free attractions, and barnyard favorites. Check out Ryan Kugel's main stage with Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets now at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
America's Farmers and Ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA. Well, a lot of farmers and ranchers like a good bourbon whiskey, right? Well, recently I sat down to learn more about Heaven Hill Distillery's new Family Farms First initiative and also the release of their second edition Heaven Hill Grain to Glass Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey that through a new partnership is benefiting the folks at Farm Rescue. I was able to talk with Terry Johnston, Manager of Industry Engagement for Farm Rescue, and Max Shapira, the Executive Chairman of Heaven Hill Brands, to learn more about the backstory and the partnership here. Let's take a listen to that conversation right now on AOA. Max, I'll let you give us some background on the Family Farms First initiative and why it's important to Heaven Hill.
Well, we began the Family Farms First concept thinking that we've been in business for 90, we'll be in business for 90 years come this coming December. All during that period of time, the one thing that we need, amongst others, but one unbelievably important thing we need is great grains as an input for making outstanding whiskey. You know, our company was founded originally in 1935 as a producer of premium bourbon and other American whiskeys. And while today we have a broadly expanded portfolio that goes beyond that, bourbon remains in our DNA. We have about 2 million barrels of bourbon aging in our facilities, which is the second largest supply of bourbon in the world, representing about 12% of the bourbon supply. So that didn't get made by accident. And it's not aging in those warehouses to make quality whiskey by accident. It's the function of the inputs that we put into it, not just the grains, the water, and of course the art of actually making the whiskey itself. So grain, corn, rye, barley, malt are three hugely important ingredients that have to be grown in the right way, that have to provide us with the right kind of starch content, that when we make our whiskey, we turn that into sugars and sugars into alcohol, which is bourbon. And what we thought that over the years, we have dealt with dozens and dozens, probably hundreds and hundreds over a 90-year period of primarily family farmers who work hard, not only to be important to the food supply in general for the country, but certainly for making and growing the quality grain that we need to make a perfectly terrific product for our business. And so what better way than to do this is other than go back to family farms? We know that today, I guess like in most industries, there's always a few places where things don't go quite right, for things that are just generally not the fault of the individual or group that are involved, one of which is in the farming business, where I want to say a huge percentage, somebody told me a number, and I presume it's correct, that well over 90% of all the farms in America, of U.S. family farms, are family. 90% of the farms in America are family run. That's an unbelievable statistic. We wanted to give back to those, to some of those who are having some difficult times trying to preserve the family farm, not just for today, not just for next month or next year, but for years and years, if not decades down the road. So the opportunity to join with Farm Rescue to be a part of such a project which is an unbelievable mission that Farm Rescue has, it was pretty much a no-brainer. So we've committed a good bit of money, $100,000 a year over the next 3 years to help support this effort. And that's how we got here. It's just really important that we give back to people who have helped made us who we are today.
Well, and of course, folks who tune in to AOA, they've heard the mission and story of Farm Rescue before. We're going to talk to Terry a little bit about that in a second and get his perspective on this partnership. But Max, I would love to ask you just about the second edition of the Grain to Glass that was rolled out in April, and a little more just about the background of how this has been made. And I know that's a really amazing story in itself, Max.
Well, now, you know, in this industry, it's not like being in the water business where you can turn on a tap and produce bottled water, regular, flavored, or whatever, tomorrow. You have to have a long-term perspective. And so our grain to glass project began probably at this point 10 years ago. And at that one point, it was just a figment of our imagination as to, while we've been producing whiskey over the course of many years, we wanted to do something where we controlled all the ingredients, where we got to select the grains, where we got to select how it was going to be grown, when it was going to be harvested, and all the other elements of making something unique, different, and out of the ordinary. And we thought about it, we started researching it, and we found out that we didn't know enough about it to actually do this. So we said, we're going to need some help. Even though we'd been in business for a long time, we still needed some help in selecting grain, growing the grain, harvesting, and all those other elements. So we found ultimately two similar independent family-owned companies, just like Heaven Hill is. One, Beck Seeds from up in Indiana, who was a master of understanding the seed business. And we worked with them to develop and to understand what different seed grains would, what kind of whiskey that would make. And we ultimately came to a conclusion. They helped us pick this out, that we found a seed corn that would allow us to produce a bourbon whiskey that was uniquely different than what we had done for many, many years. We then went to since we decided we weren't really farmers and the Max Shapiro couldn't drive a combine down down a field, that we better get some help on that as well. And we found another family company in our area, again, going back many, many decades, Peterson Farm Family. And we found the land right close to our facility in Bardstown, Kentucky. And they planted the grain of the seed. They watched over it over the course of several months, and then they harvested. And then we took it from there to grind it, to mill it, to ferment it, to make the whiskey that we then put in a barrel some now 6 years ago. So, you know, it's a bit like I was saying, patience and perseverance are hugely important in what we do. And, you know, at 4 years of age, we could have said, we could bring this to market, but we wanted to wait and wait and wait until we had something uniquely different, not only for what we traditionally produce, which is fine in and of itself, but something would be uniquely different. And we found, and we brought this initially to market last year. We just recently introduced the second version of that, and our Kentucky bourbon. Later this summer, we'll have a wheat-based bourbon and a rye whiskey that we'll be introducing. But for right now, it's the second rendition of the bourbon that we've introduced into the marketplace. So that brings you sort of up to date as to where we are. It's a hugely great project. We love what we're doing, and we're so passionate about this because we really covered all the elements of this ourselves from selecting the grain, selecting the farming community that was going to grow it for us. And it's been a great project.
Well, and of course, as you mentioned, the added element of supporting Farm Rescue and supporting those family farms. Terry, I'll ask you for your perspective on the partnership with Heaven Hill and the Grain to Glass series, and obviously the work that you guys are doing, Terry, at Farm Rescue, continuing day in and day out. Talk about this partnership from your side, Terry.
Yeah, well, we couldn't be more pleased, Jesse. As you know, we've also been around a long time. This is our 20th year. We've helped about 1,200 families in that period of time. And of course, the end goal of Farm Rescue is to help a farm family going through a tough time, get them over the hump, and keep them in business through the generations. And so that being our number one goal, what a great fit, with Max and the Heaven Hill folks to keep these family farms in business in the rural community, keep that legacy alive. And we continue to grow. We're preparing for another 20 years, which we're very excited about. And my guess is that the next 1,200 families we help is going to come much quicker than the last 1,200. And we can't do that without the awesome support of folks like Heaven Hill. It obviously is very expensive to help these folks. When you take a look at machinery cost and taking good care of our volunteers and making sure they have a place to stay and food to eat and all that kind of stuff. So it's just highly important that we have partners like Heaven Hill that can support us financially and also do the good work of spreading the word, doing things like this. This is just huge for Farm Rescue. We want to make sure that every family farm out there knows we're here. Knows how to get a hold of us if they need help or if their neighbor needs help to refer that family to us. So all critically important to the success of Farm Rescue for our next 20 years.
Well, you can hear the rest of my conversation with Farm Rescue's Terry Johnston and Max Shapiro from Heaven Hill Distillery. Just go to agricultureofamerica.com. Really great stuff they're doing with that partnership. We'll take a look at news headlines after this here on AOA.
The impact.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
Gotta love the hometown guys.
Discover all the ways to enjoy the wholesome products that start with the goodness of milk. For breakfast, try some cottage cheese topped with fruit. Or a big helping of yogurt in your favorite flavor. Dairy products not only taste good, but they're good for you. They supply protein to help get your day off to a great start.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Conroe Sales and Service, your Bobcat and Gravely dealer, Durand and Whitehall.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comro Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
And drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling, the limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at taylorpaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number TC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wild lands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Well, USDA Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins defended the agency and the Trump administration against a barrage of Democratic attacks during a House Ag oversight hearing on Wednesday. Welcome back to AOA as we take a look at news headlines. And we heard that this hearing was happening yesterday on the show, and we talked with Congressman Tracy Mann of Kansas. Well, Democrats hit Rollins hard on everything from agency firings and bird flu to proposed SNAP and WIC cuts and the MAHA report's treatment of pesticides. But Rollins was ready. On agency firing, she said,
no one has been fired. There were 15,000 USDA employees who took the resignation, the deferred resignation, but no one was fired.
However, some critical workers were later asked to unresign. On fighting avian influenza with a vaccine for dairy cows,
we remained wholly committed to looking down every single path, under every single hood, doing everything we can on this high path to try to contain it. It obviously has jumped to the dairy industry.
Rollins also vowed a stepped-up fight against agro-terror after two Chinese nationals were charged with trying to smuggle a toxic fungus into the Midwest to infect farmland. On GOP plans to shift some SNAP costs to the state, she said,
I am in support of the most fiscally responsible effort to ensure that we're delivering the aid to the people who need it.
And to GOP critics on not listening to farmers on the next Make America Healthy Again report.
I have worked and have been unequivocal on the record how important these crop protection programs are, pesticides specifically, glyphosate and others more specifically, and the president has as well. So we will continue that. There's no doubt that we could do better on the next report.
Rollins also defended USDA's efforts to bring down egg prices, quickly get billions in economic and livestock disaster aid to producers, expand line speed waivers, and open new foreign markets. Separately, the Senate has confirmed as USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden of Tennessee, a former USDA General Counsel in the first Trump term, and a U.S. Court of International Trade judge. Also, we're continuing to track the Senate process for the reconciliation bill and the Senate Ag Committee. Chairman John Bozeman releasing legislative text for the budget reconciliation package that he says will rein in runaway spending in the SNAP program while promoting fiscal responsibility and investing in rural America and America's farm families. As Bozeman said in a statement, quote, this bill takes a common sense approach to reforming SNAP, cutting waste, increasing state accountability, and helping recipients transition to self-sufficiency through work and training. It's about being good stewards of taxpayer dollars while giving folks the tools to succeed. You can read the legislative text and more online at agricultureofamerica.com. Now, according to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the National Pork Producers Council, they thanked the Senate Ag Committee for including in their version of the One Big Beautiful Bill some key animal health provisions. According to NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs Tanner Beamer, he said, quote, a successful farm or ranch starts with healthy cattle, and as cattle producers face increasing risk of a foreign animal disease outbreak, the need for robust cattle health provisions is even more crucial. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman knows how important this issue is, and NCBA thanks him for working to protect farmers and ranchers from devastating foreign animal diseases. The Senate legislation advances policy passed in the House version of the One Big Beautiful Bill, including support for the National Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Program, the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, and the National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasures Bank. Together, those three programs are priorities for NCBA and safeguard the U.S. cattle industry. National Pork Producers Council President Dwayne Statler from Ohio releasing a statement as well, applauding the preservation of those animal health priorities in the Senate version of reconciliation. As he said, quote, America's 60,000-plus pork producers thank Chairman Bozeman for fighting to include vital animal health legislation in reconciliation. During these times of wild uncertainty, we strongly urge the Senate to keep these provisions in the final bill, end quote. Now, the NPPC also will continue to keep pressure on Congress, they say, to pass a five-year farm bill, which includes a fix to California's Proposition 12. In other news headlines here today, a court ruling determined that John Deere must face a lawsuit by the Federal Trade Commission, which accuses the company of forcing farmers to use its authorized dealer network. A judge ruled that drove up farmers' costs for repairs and parts. A U.S. District Court judge in Rockford, Illinois, rejected Deere's effort for now to end the lawsuit, which was filed at the end of President Biden's administration in January. According to a Reuters report, quote, the suit alleges John Deere is violating federal antitrust law by controlling too tightly where and how farmers can get their equipment repaired, allowing the company to charge artificially higher prices. The FTC was joined in its lawsuit by Michigan, Wisconsin, and three other states, end quote. Right to repair advocates say the digitization of agriculture equipment with its various computers has made self-repair almost impossible, forcing farmers to depend on the manufacturer. This is going to be an interesting case to watch as we move forward. It's something that has been in the courts. It has been an issue for several years now, and I'm definitely going to be keeping my eyes on this to see where it all ends up. And finally here today, farmers and other business people are watching the Trump administration's trade strategy very carefully as tariffs, which could directly affect their bottom line, go up and down and back again. Brian Keel, executive director of Farmers for Free Trade, is holding town hall meetings across the country to discuss the tariff war and its impacts. He says he's especially concerned about how it will affect farmers.
20% of U.S. farm revenue comes from exports. So if our exports decline, our farmers decline. And that's really scary. Farmers also are price takers when it comes to input. So if we're driving up the cost of fertilizer or steel or farm chemicals, farmers get squeezed. And that's the big concern. We don't want to see farmers go out of business. Farmers play an important role in terms of food security, in terms of keeping our rural communities afloat.
Keel says he's hearing a uniform message from producers at these meetings. They're nervous.
I think we're all willing to give a little bit of latitude to President Trump. You know, we'd like to get better deals, so everyone's waiting on that. But patience, I think, is wearing thin. I think there are farmers who are getting squeezed already. And certainly if this drags on into harvest season, I think we're going to see a lot of pain.
And Keel adds, the volatility and uncertainty of the tariff wars causing farmers to reevaluate how they operate. Farmers for Free Trades hosted town hall meetings across the country the past few weeks. Their next stop scheduled for June 17th in Swisher, Iowa. Well, we're out of time here on the show today. Coming up on our next program, we'll talk with Andy Campbell from Tractor Zoom, and we'll look at markets post-June WASDE report with Dave Brock from The Brock Report. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-337-8179. That's 800-337-8179. 800-337-8179. Call now.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family. And you.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to durable jeans and outdoor gear, our in-store experts can guide you as you shop, assisting with boot sizing and helping you navigate the store so you can find the perfect gift. Share a piece of the American spirit with him this Father's Day. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. Skill Bridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.